Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io, SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football leagues and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Monday, November 29th, the last week of November as we enter the December month, the final month of December. So we're going to try to be profitable in the last week of the November month and then carry that momentum into December here on the PropCast. And joining me, as usual, on Monday mornings to break down the NBA player props, the prop master himself on the West Coast, Jong Lee, the master. Jong, how are you doing this Monday morning, buddy?
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with you, man, wholeheartedly. This is going to be the last Monday of November with you before we hop into December. Yes, sir. I want to finish strong, so let's do it.
Yeah, we got to finish strong here for the listeners. I am coming off a perfect 3-0 on the last NBA game or NBA PropCast, and then I had a pretty good week as NFL props went 4-1. So hopefully I can continue that today on the NBA PropCast, and I'm sure you're going to bring the fire as well. Before we get into the props, John, how was your weekend betting? How was your Thanksgiving? I saw you post some pictures on the food Fat Guy Food Aisle channel on our Slack channel. So how was your weekend?
Yeah, no, it's been just a weekend of just like college basketball, not much NFL or props betting yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday I just enjoyed. So yesterday it was just more about the food that I was eating yesterday, which I was posting in the Slack channel that you mentioned.
Yeah, you were out, right? That was in your kitchen, right?
Yeah. That wasn't my kitchen. That's the running joke in the Slack channel that I don't have a kitchen, that, you know, I just go out and eat. And that's absolutely pretty much right on point, right? I got a kitchen, but who uses a kitchen when who needs one if you're going out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what, 90% accurate for the people that are not in the Slack channel for SGPN, which I'm not sure why you guys are not, but join the conversation there, sg.pn slash
Slack. No UFC this weekend, huh, John? When is UFC picking back up? I know you love the UFC betting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's like the minor leagues Bellator this week, so we'll be hitting that up here. So check out, you know, obviously the MMA gambling podcast on that, you know.
Yeah, for
sure. And I'll be tuning in for, you know, that to take some picks. I haven't listened to the podcast yet, but that's in my queue, ready to listen.
100%. Yeah. So like we said, definitely check out the MMA gambling podcast. Those guys do a great job. It's really not Jeff Fox. It's really his co-host Gumby that brings the fire picks. You know, Jeff is just there to be there. I think, I'm just saying a
little bit of someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Right. Some breaking news here, right before, actually, as we speak, Michael Porter Jr. is expected to miss the rest of the season after having back surgery. John, this guy secures the bag, signs a big extension in the offseason, and now is going to miss the rest of the season. Denver's already battling Joker not being in the lineup, which is hurting my fantasy basketball team points, but I'm still getting the victories there, but it'd be nice to have Jokic. But big news here, Michael Porter Jr. missing the rest of the season. I think that's big implications as far as player props. Guys like Monte Morris and maybe Will Barton are going to have to step up in his absence now, no?
Absolutely. Can we, if we were to redraft his, you know, he was picked like what, 14th overall, but is there a way like we could redo his draft? The Nuggets could pick someone else. maybe like a Huerter, Kevin Huerter, or like a, even though Dante DiVincenzo is kind of injured too, but you know, Aaron Holiday, I mean, can I get someone else? Landry Shamet?
Yeah, come on, man. That's tough, man. Especially I feel bad for people that have him in their fantasy teams, and now for Denver that they secured the bag with him, or he secured his bag this offseason where he signed that, I think, that max extension, and now missing the rest of the season for Michael Porter Jr. But we'll discuss that later on the NBA Gambling Podcast on Wednesday. I'm sure Terrell will have a few thoughts on that for sure. As far as tonight, John, we have about 9 games on the schedule. A couple of good games here tonight. We have the Denver Nuggets that are now depleted going to Miami. We have Portland and Utah tonight. Those are the and then the Ball Brothers battled out in Chicago between the Hornets and the Bulls. So, couple of great games here tonight. Before we get into the player props, John, let's take one quick break. We'll hear from our sponsors, and then you and I will dive into our player props as well as the usual segment on Monday, PropCast, the best bite. So we'll be right back. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of WynnBET Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a free bet of $200. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap has always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. See a bet that you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time, so your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let's get right into it, John. Give me your first player prop for tonight's NBA action. What do you got?
I'm going to the Clippers. I'm going with Ivica's Zubats over 7.5 rebounds at minus 115. Over the last 12 games, my man Zubats has hit on this over 7.5 rebounds, 8 or more in the last 12 games. It's at minus 115. But if you're a sharp book, this probably should be like minus 120, minus 130. So if you can lock in that minus 115 or better, you know, lock it up. He is going against the Pelicans tonight, right? Where, yep, you know, the center position, the center players have averaged, you know, 8, 10, 10, 9, 11. Dwayne Dedmon from the Heat has, you know, averaged 8 boards. You know, Zubats, you know, back, you know, 10 nights ago, had 11 boards against the same team.
Yeah.
So the centers have hit on this number, you know, this 7.5 rebounds, 6 of the last 7 games. Like I said, not to mention Zubats already had 11 boards against the same team 10 nights ago. So give me Zubats over 7.5 rebounds, minus 115.
It's crazy to think that the Pelicans are giving up these type of rebounds to opposing power forward and center positions when they have Jonas Valanciunas in their lineup. That guy's an absolute rebounding machine. Even going back to last season, John, when he was really a darling in our NBA Slack channel as far as player props. I mean, we were backing his rebounds almost on a nightly basis for a stretch there. And for you to go to Zubac here, I think that, you know, the numbers are really backing this up here. Like you mentioned, that over his last, what, 10 to 12 games here, he's gone over this number quite a few times. 7.5, you said, was the number, or 8.5?
7.5. So, yeah. Now, if you want to get spicy, over 8.5 is plus 100 or better. Okay. So if you want to get spicy, you can go with that, right? But over 7.5 is at minus 115.
All right. I like that, man. 7.5 for Zubat tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans. Clippers are going to have revenge on their mind against this Pelicans team after they lost to them a couple weeks back. Tough. That was a tough spot for the Clippers, but tonight they are taking on the Pelicans at home. So let's go over to my first player prop, Jong, and this is the one I dropped and I gave in the Slack channel last night. It's going to be Kevin Porter Jr. rebounds and assist over 11.5, and I can't believe this, but it is still at plus 105 on one of these books here. And first of all, Jalen Green is not going to be with the Rockets. He is out with an injury, with a hamstring injury. So that kind of opens up the playmaking ability for Kevin Porter Jr. And over his last couple games here without Jalen Green playing for the Houston Rockets, Kevin Porter Jr. has quietly dropped a combination or a combined rebounds and assist of 20 against the Hornets. That was when that game went to overtime. And then he had 15 in their last game against the he had 20 against the Hornets that went to overtime. In the previous game before that, he had 15 against the Chicago Bulls. And in one game this season, in a previous matchup against the Thunder, Kevin Porter Jr. had 3 rebounds and 10 assists in that game. So that clearly got over the 11.5 projection there for Kevin Porter Jr. So I'm expecting him this to continue tonight against the Thunder, man, especially that he's playing these heavy minutes for the Houston Rockets. He is the man in the backcourt right now for them, him and Eric Gordon. So I believe that he's going to be the guy that at his frame, at his size, where he is, what, 6'7", I think, around that number. 6'4", but this guy is playing like he's 6'7", where he's able to grab rebounds and dish out the assists. So I'm going Kevin Porter Jr. tonight over 11.5 assists and rebounds combined against the Thunder tonight. I currently see it's at -105.
Exactly. Now, if you had, you know, been in the Slack channel, you could have locked in the +105 DK odds that you dropped last night. Yep. Now, having said that, this plus odds at 11.5 number for the rebounds and assists. And if you were probably expecting, you know, 9 of them to be assists, you know? And so, you know, he just needs to cover it from the rebound ends, and, you know, maybe a couple handful will do the trick. So yes, from a value standpoint, from an opportunity standpoint, from a recency bias standpoint, Kevin Porter Jr., he is, you know, in line to get that 11.5. Let's get that 12. I don't care if it's 6-6, 12-8, 6-9, whatever. Yeah. Give me that 12. Let's effing go.
Yes, sir. So hopefully he has a big night tonight against OKC, playing well over this past couple games. So hopefully that continues tonight up against the Thunder. Chong, let's go to your next one, man. What do you got for the people?
Let's go to DeJounte Murray on the Spurs. DeJounte Murray, over 15.5 assists and rebounds. And you could get that around even odds, +100, shop around, make sure you're getting the best number. DeJounte Murray, over the course of the season, is averaging 16.5 assists and rebounds. His last six games, he's averaging 18.3 assists and rebounds. And Wizards, who he's playing tonight in the last several games, giving up numbers like 16, 11, 18, 14, 17, 15, 22, 26. That's an average of 17.35 assists and rebounds to the forward position, which is what DeJounte Murray is. All this with Jakob Poeltl back in the lineup also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me that. Over 15.5 assists and rebounds, DeJounte Murray.
With another guy that DeJounte Murray has been the darling of this Slack channel also is, I mean, this guy, he just fills up the box score. It's that simple, really, John. That this guy is a guy that can rebound, a guard that can rebound. He's the guy that commands the offense for the Spurs. And it's crazy to say, as young as a team that this Spurs team is, that DeJounte Murray, he's the running engine for this team at 25 years old. It's crazy to say that he is one of the veteran guys on this roster. And again, this season, I mean, just take a look at his last three games. Like you mentioned, 11-6, 8-11, 10-11 against the Phoenix Suns there. So I like this man. 15.5, you said, is a number on this, John?
15.5.
Very, very conservative here, I think. Very, very conservative. And I think this line is indicating tonight that it's a 3-point favorite for the Wizards. So we're expecting this to be a close game tonight for the Spurs and the Wizards game. So I like that.
Stat sheet filler right here. Yeah. Three words for you, man. Let's
do it. You just got to go look at his game log, and you'll understand why Jong is absolutely backing DeJounte Murray and why we've backed this guy so many times before, and it's really, really cashed for us. So good luck on that one, Jong. For my next one, I am going to stay in that same game. I am going to go with my guy, or your previous guy, Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma over 8.5 rebounds here tonight against the Spurs. Double checking this number here real quick. Yeah, 8.5 at even money. And listen, Kyle Kuzma is leading the Wizards in rebounding per game, averaging 9.2. He's gone over this projection 5 out of his last 6 games for the Wizards. Additionally, the Spurs rank number 24 in opponent rebounding over the last 5 games. And on the season thus far, to that power forward and center position, the Spurs are allowing opposing positions of the power forward and center position to grab close to 28 rebounds per game.
Jeez.
And that's the one stat that really stood out for me. You know, Kyle Kuzma is going to play the minutes, so he's going to get over this 8.5 rebounding number. I think he should get into double digits. I like this at even money. So Kuzma over 8.5 rebounds against the Spurs tonight. We're going to be watching this game with intent tonight, John, because we both have players in this game that we're going to be rooting for to grab some rebounds and get some assists for you all as well.
Absolutely. This game and another game that, you know, that I'll mention in the third prop for me.
Yeah.
Is the one that I'm looking forward to watching tonight. You said it was even odds, right? You said it was even odds.
8.5 at even. Yeah.
Jeez. This line was a line I saw yesterday. Now, yesterday you had mentioned to me, you know, privately, you know, in our DMs, like you said that, the props for today are out.
Yeah.
And when I went to it, I only saw the Wizard players being listed. So this kind of stood out because of the fact that I was targeting DeJounte Murray. I didn't get that number posted, and you know, or I didn't see it posted until this morning.
Yeah.
But I was looking at that Kyle Kuzma. That could have been a dark horse for me. I did stick with DeJounte Murray. But yeah, no, Kuzma, for all the, you know, slack I give, you know, Kuzma. Yeah,
everybody does.
the Wizards are balling right now, you know, and they're a fun team. And you know, as a basketball fan, they are a fun team. I'm not hating on that. And so Kuzma at even odds. The fact that you mentioned, I love it. He is going to get the minutes. And what's minutes? Most minutes is opportunities for, you know, those rebounds you said, right? And so,
yep. Rebounds.
Yeah. For someone of his length and his position, give me Kyle Kuzma, man.
I like it, man. Let's go to your last player prop. What do you got, John?
So, like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to the Wizards Spurs, and the one I'm looking right now, I am looking at Jared Allen over 13.5 points at -115. So the Cleveland Mavs game is what I'm referring to as the other game of interest.
Yeah.
Because in this game alone, the Cleveland Mavs game, there were so many props that I could have looked at from different players, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I did land on Jared Allen over 13.5. I think this is a very, very, very favorable matchup against Dallas. Since coming back to the lineup, Allen has scored 19, 25, 20.
Yeah.
Great. But the Mavs are giving up points to the center positions. People like Gafford, people like, you know, Zubac, Ayton, Jokic, Vucevic, Valanciunas, Robert Williams even scored 16. All these centers are dropping buckets. 14, 16, 19, 35, 18. These are some of the points that the center players have dropped against the Mavs. I like Jared Allen to drop 14. Give me that over 13.5 at -115. Like I said, since coming back to the lineup, you know, Evan Mobley has been out. Yes, with that, was it the elbow injury, right, Munaf? It was the elbow injury.
Yeah, he's back.
You know, he's been kind of stepping up, so to speak. And so, yeah, I think double digits is easy for Jared Allen. All I need is two or three more over that double digit number. You know what I mean? So give me that Jared Allen.
Yeah, this was the exact handicap that I had on the NBA Gambling Podcast today. And Cleveland is my dog of the day here, is that they have a very, very favorable matchup, like you said, inside the paint. When you have 3 7-footers in the starting lineup with Lauren Markkanen, with Jared Allen, like you mentioned, also with Evan Mobley, they should be able to get easy points inside the paint between Jared Allen, between Evan Mobley. Markkanen's the guy that likes to hover around outside the paint. He's kind of that poor version of Kristaps Porzingis. But I think Mobley, and I think, yeah, Jared Allen should have his way inside, whether it's catching lobs, whether it's finishing inside, grabbing the rebound, putting it back up. I think that this is a number that Jared Allen should get easily. This was one I was looking at as far as rebounds also for Jared Allen. Let me see what his rebounding projection is for tonight for Jared Allen. I thought I saw it at 11.5, which I thought was conservative. But let me double check here. Jared Allen, 10.5 boards, man. I think that's – he should be able to grab 11 easily here. So, yeah, I like that one, John, for Jared Allen tonight. Favorable matchup, like you said, for sure, against the Dallas Mavericks interior. For my last one here, I'm also going to stick with a rebounding prop. is a little bit of juice, and that's going to be another guy that's absolutely a rebounding king in this league. That's going to be Rudy Gobert, over 12 and a half rebounds tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. And I'm throwing the recent stats out the window for the Portland Trail Blazers on what they've done against the center position. I am purely backing this because of what Rudy Gobert has done rebounding wise against the Portland Trail Blazers in maybe the past 10 career games against them. Over his last two games, John, I'm going to let you guess how many rebounds he had in his last two games against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Give me like 16 or something like that.
He had 20 in each of them. Yeah. So 20 in the last two. He had 17 before that, 14 before that, 11, 15, 9, 13, 14. So you know where I'm going with this, man. I know for some of those games, they didn't have Jusuf Nurkić at that center position because he was battling injuries or whatever the case might have been for him. But against the center position so far this season, they've given up 13.3. But I think this is a different animal that you're going up against in Rudy Gobert. So at 12 and a half, I think that this number is a little conservative. I may be falling for a trap here, but I think Rudy Gobert should get over this number easily just based off what he's done in his career against the Portland Trail Blazers. So for my last one, that's Rudy Gobert over 12 and a half boards tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Man, if DeJounte Murray is a stat sheet filler, Rudy Gobert rebound props, two words for you, blind follow, bro. That's all I can say, man. Blind follow. It's just a blind bet for me. You know what
I mean? It really is. I mean, I think I saw this earlier at 13 and a half, so it may have came down here a little bit because that blowout potential may be there, but I just can't ignore what he's done over his career against the Portland Trail Blazers. Yeah, last two games, he's only combined for 8 rebounds and 10 rebounds. But previous to that, 17, 13, 14. Just take a look at this guy's game log. He's a rebounding machine like we've talked about. So that'll be my last player prop for the evening for Monday night. John, let's take one final break. We'll come back. We'll get into our best bets for the NBA player props for Monday night. And then we'll end the show with your segment of Best Bites. So we will be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even helps raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a real slick app and it's really fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is that they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Plus, they just added a really, really cool bonus, guys. If you can get your entire fantasy football league to join Better Fantasy, they'll give you and your league a $150 gift card to get a sick-ass championship trophy from TrophySmack.com. It's totally free to play. Download the app today for your iPhone or Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can get access to a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to see friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app. It is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept it. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution.
And of course, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of that break, John, let's get into our best bets here, man. I will give you the floor first. What's your best bet for tonight's NBA player props for Monday night?
I'm going to go to Zubats prop. Zubats over 7.5 rebounds at -115. Like I said, if you even want to get spicy, over 8.5 is around even, maybe even plus odds. But over 7.5 rebounds, my best bet. Hit on this, you know, last 8 out of 12 games. You know, the center position have dominated against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, he had already 11 boards against the same team. So I, you know, I don't need 11 rebounds. I don't need 10. All I need is 8, bro. You know, so yeah. give me his rebounds over props tonight, man.
Yeah, we're not even asking him to get into double digits here. We're just asking him to get 8. And I think that's very achievable for Zubac here tonight against the Pelicans. For my best bet, it's going to be that KPJ one, man. Kevin Porter Jr. over 11.5 rebounds and assists combined tonight. Again, no Jalen Green in the lineup, so I think that gives a little more freedom for what KPJ is able to do, whether that's distributing the basketball. And also, he's a guy that can rebound the basketball, man. I'm not going to rattle off the numbers again. If you just go look at his game log, what he's kind of done all season, but I'm really looking at him to probably, again, get into double-digit assists here tonight against this OKC Thunder team. He's done it in their previous matchup where he had 10 assists and he had 3 rebounds also. So I think we'll see a more balanced offense here tonight where KPJ is going to be distributing the basketball for the Houston Rockets against the Thunder. So my best bet, over 11.5 rebounds and assists combined against the Thunder for Kevin Porter Jr. John, let's that time, man. I am going to give you the floor here, sir. Let's close out this Monday pod with your best bites. What do you have for the people this week?
Absolutely, man. Today, I want to take you to my favorite ramen spot in LA, Little Tokyo, downtown LA. This is a spot I have posted pics of in our Slack channel. But for those that aren't in the Slack channel, this is why I'm taking this time to, you know, let everyone know about it that isn't in the Slack channel. This is Daikokuya Ramen shop, essentially. So I, you know, first and foremost, the, you know, this place has a solid reputation for having good ramen. People love it here. In fact, you know, before COVID happened, you were waiting at least 90 minutes to get a table at this spot. Now, you know, since COVID, you know, you're able to kind of get in, you know, within a reasonable time. But that's just kind of speaks to the reputation, the love that people have for this ramen spot. And like I said, this is my favorite ramen spot in LA, Little Tokyo, downtown LA. Now, in terms of the decor of the restaurant inside.
Yeah.
It looks like kind of like a cutout of a 1950s Japanese TV set. It has like old, you know, movie posters, magazine poster ads, Japanese style lanterns hanging, you know, on the roof. So it has that feeling. It gives off kind of like a classy, traditional look inside. It's been around since about 2002. And that's when I first went to it. So, you know, almost 20 years I've been going here. Now, in terms of the food, when you go in, you know, after a wait, maybe not, hopefully it's not a long wait, but in terms of the food, I have my regular go-to items that I love. First, the gyoza or the Japanese style dumplings, which has the ground pork. That's a must in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The way they prepare it, the way they steam it and then pan fry it is cooked to perfection. So I love the Japanese style dumplings, the gyoza. And then secondly, you have to try the karaage chicken, which if you don't know, that is Japanese style fried chicken. I need all my chicken lovers, man, to try the karaage chicken at this place, man. There's karaage at other, you know, Japanese place, and I'm sure they're good. But mm-hmm. I do want you to, you know, give this karaage chicken a try. The reason I think it's so good, the breading is so soft and it's so tasty. Now, if you know a little bit about American fried chicken, they use the beer batter, the flour batter, right?
Yeah.
But Japanese fried chicken, they use more of a potato starch, a potato powder for their batter. So it's a lot tastier, in my opinion. Now, their house fried rice, it's just, you know, it's a pork fried rice, which comes with coleslaw and miso soup, of course. But that's also a go-to, man. Mm-hmm. Man, so when you're starting off the day, when you're at the restaurant and you got the Japanese, you know, style dumplings that I mentioned, the karaage, Japanese style fried chicken, the house fried rice, all of them is good.
Yeah.
But that's not the main point that you're there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the main point? The main point is obviously the ramen, the Kokuya ramen, the original Kokuya ramen is what I'm referring to. That is steeped in this beautiful tonkatsu pork bone broth, which they boil for hours. So that is where, you know, everything, the foundation of the ramen has to have the good broth. The noodles, which they boil for a minute and 45 seconds to get that al dente texture.
Yeah.
That is, you know, they have that to a science. And then on top of that, you got, you know, what they call the thinly sliced pork. They call it pork chashu is what the name of it is called, but mm-hmm. it's really just thinly sliced pork meat. Very flavorful, very soft, because, you know, that Japanese style ramen that you know, people know of or have seen in passing, it has the noodles, it has the chashu, the pork thinly sliced. They got the bean sprouts, the bamboo shoots, and then of course you can't forget the soft boiled egg, right? Not hard boiled. I'm talking about soft boiled eggs
yeah.
with some green onions to top it off. So that's the ramen. I do recommend that's kind of their main ramen. Of course, they have all these different types of ramen, and I haven't tried all of them, but the main one I have tried, right? And so this place, the Taikokuya ramen spot in LA, Little Tokyo, you know, come on in. I'm just getting hungry thinking about it. If you're in the area, if you're visiting, come visit this little ramen shop. It's a little shop. Order some of the appetizers that I suggested, recommended.
Yeah.
Of course, you can order some other stuff, right? And, you know, leave here, satisfied customer, man. Let's effing go.
Man, you are making me hungry every single week at this time of the hour when we talk about this. And this sounds like a really good place, especially with at least the weather down here in Houston. The temperatures are a little cooler than they usually are. So some ramen sounds really good right now, as well as all the other stuff that you mentioned for them. So definitely check out the ramen place that Jong just mentioned in, would say, Little Tokyo in L.A. or downtown L.A.?
Yep, Little Tokyo, downtown LA.
There we go. So make sure to get over there if you are craving any type of ramen in LA. So with that being said, guys, that will bring us to the end of the PropCast Monday edition for the NBA. Jong, thank you so much for joining me, man, and let the people know where they can find you, buddy.
Yep. Find me on Twitter at NikeMVic7. But like I always said, I'm more active in our Slack channel. So come find me in our SGP Slack channel. You will find me there. And if you need to contact me, DM me, man. So let's do it.
Yes, sir. There you go. Make sure to get into our SGPN Slack channel. That's sg.pn/Slack. Just put that into your little web browser, your address bar there, and that'll give you the instructions and it'll get you into the SGPN Slack channel. With that being said, guys, you can find me on Twitter at sportsnerd824. Make sure to download the SGPN app. Just go into your App Store or Google Play Store It's free to download, a free app. You get all of our picks and podcasts for all the shows across the network, whether it's this one, whether it's NBA, MMA, like John mentioned, college football and college basketball experience with Kobe, Nick and Patty see it a lot, as well as Terrell is also part of that team. So a lot of great stuff happening. Soccer, golf, the Hockey Gambling Podcast. We have every sport just about covered on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And make sure to check out the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Weekly fantasy football stuff. We're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. It's that time where you need to pile up those wins. So definitely check out all the rankings and things like that happening for over there by the Fantasy Football guys. And also check out the Fantasy Football Podcast with Rod and the guys over there. So guys, thank you so much for listening. John, thank you so much for joining me as usual. Good luck with your bets tonight. Go with your prop bets. We will be back on Wednesday with Scott to break down more NBA player props. With that being said, good luck with your bets this week. Let's close out the month of November strong and carry that momentum into December. Let's break the books off, guys, and let it ride.